Hello, it's Ken Gordon. It's the 5th of February. Been a bit later today doing my February boo. Mainly the distraction of a bunch of events. The restaurant across the road from where I live has just went on fire this morning and looks like it's totally burned out. Which is a real shame because it's really nice. So if you're a client of Lido in Trin, it's not going to be open for a wee while. It looks like it's completely burned out. Anyway, the point of today's call is about something I'm interested in, which is also why I'm later speaking today, because I'm interested in learning to play the drums. Now, I'm doing that because I'm incredibly uncoordinated. For the same reasons that I did orienteering for about 3 years because I had no sense of direction and I thought it would improve it, I decided to learn the drums, and my wife very kindly bought me some drumming lessons for my birthday a wee while back. So I invested, initially all I had was a set of drumsticks and a practice pad and a washing basket and a Vic jar to act as my bass pedal. And I go to a very patient guy for lessons in Kilmarnock. Very patient, infinitely patient is perhaps a better description. He has led me from being relatively incompetent to being slightly better than incompetent over the last couple of years. I thoroughly enjoy it, and I would recommend it to anyone who feels they want to be more coordinated. It's amazing. I guess the continuing fascination is that when you try something and essentially you're trying to make your limbs become independent and you succeed in doing it, that's it. It's kind of like your body learns how to do it. But something that seemed impossible after maybe a month of practice suddenly works, and you're through and you're onto something else you can't do. That's the only thing. Yes, you've got a constant set of hurdles that my drum teacher will set up once I've mastered something, and he'll say, right, with the right hand do this. And then bang, you're crashed. You're absolutely messed up. The other nice thing about drumming is that you can feel the effect of a thought. Because you're sitting there concentrating, counting away, trying to hit different things at the right time and keep everything in sync, if a thought comes into your mind, a distraction, then suddenly, bang, it all falls apart. It's an odd thing, it really is. You have to get into this kind of meditative state, I think, to do it properly. And the learning from it then, an interesting side effect that I would thoroughly recommend, is it improves your dancing. Oh yes. Anyone who's recently met me for dancing seen me dancing will attest to this. I'm sure I've got witnesses somewhere across Europe after having been at the National Conference in Warsaw. So the learning from learning how to play the drums is also you become less coordinated, but also you get better at dancing. So thank you for listening to this boo on Sunday the 5th of February. Have a lovely evening, and I've got to say something else tomorrow. Bye for now.